You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Paul, is Woods ghosting us? You texted him, like, hey, you're going to come on, we're going to call you, we're going to talk some baseball later hour.
I'll call him anyways and just wake his ass up.
He's not even texting us back at this point? Is this what we've come to with our quote-unquote sick co-host at home, just milking another day off today and getting to a five-day weekend now? Hopefully we will hear from Woodsy later this hour, talk more Giants-Dodgers last night, NLCS now Braves-Dodgers starting on Saturday, Red Sox-Astros today. First, though, here in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little hockey, and I've seen more hockey this week than most years in the month of October, because having the game back on ESPN just puts it in a more prominent role. I was just talking about that. I actually watched a six-minute feature narrated by Justin Bieber about the NHL theme song on ESPN, and it actually gave me tingles, watching them compose and the orchestra doing the whole thing. I mean, it's a great song. It's got me fired up for hockey season. Locally, the San Diego Gulls, who were up in Orange County all of last season playing in the COVID bubble, are finally coming back to San Diego this year. They open on the road tomorrow at the Ontario Reign. And joining us right now in our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is the head coach, new to San Diego, former NHL defenseman Joel Bouchard is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, it's good to have you on this morning.
That's great to be with you guys.
What's your thought getting the NHL back on ESPN? How important is that for the sport?
Well, I agree with you. It was a natural when I played, obviously, we were on ESPN, ESPN2. It was a big part of the NHL growth, I feel, for about 15, 20 years, and kind of went away for a little bit. So you're right. It's a bit of a natural. It's a good fit. So I think it's exciting for everybody, obviously, to have a sports channel in the United States that can carry the game. Obviously, in Canada, hockey's on a lot of channels, but to be able to have that premier partnership with ESPN, I think it's a great asset for the NHL.
Now, Joel, you're clearly Canadian, obviously. A lot of hockey coaches are, I've noticed.
Nothing gets by you, Ben.
I mean, obviously, it's the most popular sport up there north of the border. How surprised, though, have you been? I know you're still new to San Diego, but in terms of, there's a lot of passion, especially for the San Diego Gulls. The attendance at AHL is always, year after year, one of the absolute best in the league here in San Diego. What's been your kind of initial experience here in America's finest city?
Yeah, if you go to Canada, you wonder if there's another sport, to be honest. It's just hockey, but obviously you get the United States, such a bigger country, and a lot of great sports with football and baseball, basketball, but hockey does have a good place in San Diego, and it's a lot of fun. And even being out east, working with the Montreal organization, I always heard about the San Diego fan base and heard about, you know, the franchise here. It's obviously at the extreme of the content for us, but we always kind of heard about how great it was over here. And I got to say that those $2 Bud Light have been the talk around the league too, which is quite good.
The Friday night promotion at Pechanga Arena, the $2 Bud Lights. Yeah, of course, you can't go to a Gulls game and not enjoy at least a few of those.
That's right. So the fan base here has been great. Obviously, we got to hear a few weeks ago, and cannot say enough about the city, but I want to say something about the people of San Diego being so kind and nice. And to be honest, if I walk in Montreal, it'd be a different story. People, hockey, and they know me, and I was born and raised there. But here, people are just kind. They don't know I'm the golf coach. And, you know, I can talk to people and it's just genuine. People are kind. They're nice. I really like the city. I can understand why people say you come to San Diego, it's hard to leave after because it's been very, very warm welcoming for all the staff.
Wow, San Diego. If a Canadian says you're nice, that is high praise indeed. Canadians are famous for being like really, really nice. So those are some great words.
Until the puck drops. We're nice until the puck drops.
That's right. And the puck is about to drop tomorrow. Coach Joel Bouchard of the San Diego Gulls, of course, AHL team for the Anaheim Ducks, is with us here. So tell me about your team. Obviously, you know, the roster has to be flexible in terms of guys who get called up and sent down. But how does your team kind of look this season as you've seen them through training camp and a couple of preseason games?
Yeah, AHL is what it is, right? It's a development environment to make sure the young guys are getting ready, you know, to play in the NHLs in a few years. And you have guys that are knocking on the door. We have a few guys that played quite a few games in the NHL, and that call can come any day. So it's our job to work with the player to make sure we have, you know, the right ratio of development, but also performance from some of our top player that could get the call from the Ducks. That being said, training camp is what it is. The NHL is kind of slowly giving us back players, so we really had to practice as a team. The last 2 days, so we'll have our third one today. It's going to be obviously a process. I want, you know, to make sure we are on the same page as a coach. I think it's very important, but it's hard when you have only a few practices. So we like the way the guys showed up in San Diego. The attitude was really good. It's not always easy to go back to the NHL. Let's face it. Some of the guys' dream is to play in the NHL, and I cannot blame them. Our job as a coaching staff is to push them so when they get there, they stay and we don't see them back. So it's been good. We're going to keep pushing the guys. That's how we do Saturday. We'll debrief after and we'll keep moving forward. You know, the next month is really that month where you start digging with a new group and working.
I've heard one guy to keep an eye on is your goalie, your netminder, Lucas Dostal. Some people saying the heir apparent to John Gibson up there in Anaheim, who's been their great goalie for so long, but something special perhaps in this young guy?
Well, what I like about him is his approach to the game. You know, he had success last year, and when I look at it, and I always say the same thing, success is not a magic trick. And, you know, he's really attention to details and his preparation. He's taking his career very serious. He's invested. And I can see why he had the result he had last year when he had a really good training camp with the Ducks. So it's always nice when you see a guy performing, but you see him perform for the right reason. He does have talent, but he's also really thorough, very prepared. He's showing a great example to all the young guys. I mean, he's not leaving anything to chance. So as a coach, you're kind of happy when your netminder is that serious. And as an organization, I think you have to be pleased when a guy is that professional and it translates with, you know, good performance on the ice and great growth. Because you got to remember, he's still a young guy. It's his first year last year. So we got to, you know, be calm about his progression. But you're right, Nick. It's got to be exciting for the fans and for everybody to see a guy that, you know, keep growing into pro hockey.
Well, Coach, good luck. Again, the opener tomorrow up in Ontario and then the home opener, I believe, 1 week from today. Against Stockton at Pechanga Arena, $2 Bud Light Friday. Speaking of food, since now that you're new to San Diego, anything that you found of our local cuisine that you've tried yet, you want to try? What's the initial review?
Well, the review has been really good. I think I've had a chance to try a lot of restaurants since I've been here, and I have to say, I don't have anything negative to say about San Diego. Like I said, you know, the weather, the food, the people, the view. I'm looking at sometimes I'm downtown. I'm looking. There's a nice plane coming down with the water, with the boat, with like mountain in the back. It's like, well, there's a lot to like, and the food has definitely been really good. The atmosphere and you know, everything that comes with living in San Diego is pretty positive.
Well, you like it now, but when we're covered in 4 feet of snow in January, it's not going to be nearly as fun. Oh, no, wait. It's still going to be 70 degrees and beautiful, so no problem. Hey, Coach.
4 feet is not that bad. I'm used to 10.
Coach, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Take
and good luck
guys.
This season.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
For sure.
That's Gulls Coach Joel Bouchard on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I get it. The Padres are the number one team in San Diego now. And in terms of sports in this country, football is clearly number one. And then, you know, you got your kind of baseball, basketball kind of battling for the second spot. And then hockey somewhere in the next tier. You know, it's fourth, or, you know, soccer is getting more popular. But in this town, I know there's a lot of loyal fans. You know, the Seals are making inroads. There's people who like the rugby team. There's a lot of diverse, like, not, you know, Padres-level teams. But if you're talking about pure attendance on a game-by-game basis, it's not even close. The Gulls are clearly the number two team in San Diego. I mean, San Diego State basketball draws really well in terms of college, but for professional sports, the Gulls are number two behind the Padres.
Sure. Yeah, no, there's nothing like Friday night, Saturday night game down at the arena.
It's one that you have to go, and you have to be there.
I didn't grow up with hockey really at all, and I had never been to a game. And then when you go to a Gulls game, or any hockey game, I should say, like, you feel it. Like, literally, when you walk in, like, you can feel the ice and the cold.
The cold hits you, and the sound of the, you know, the skates on the ice, yeah, and the guys hitting the boards and the puck and the sticks clicking around. And you can, I'll watch some hockey on TV, but people, Gulls fans in particular.
It's so much better in person.
And I know we have a lot of Gulls fans who listen to this radio station and this show, and I often get tweets and emails. Hey, why don't you talk about the Gulls more? Why don't you cover them more? The reason is that unless you're like a season ticket holder and you go every day, it's not a watch on TV, you know, minor league hockey. I know they have a couple of games that are televised every year.
It's tough.
But it's tough. You know, there's not a lot of talkers in terms of, there's no off-season move talk. You know, it's like, oh, who should they sign as a free agent? No one. They're a minor league team. They'll get who they get. Right. And then if they have someone who's really good, they're going to get pulled away by the Ducks.
Well, and it's completely different from, so, like, football. You know, it's fun, and it's an experience to go to a game, but it's much better product when you're watching it on television.
Yeah.
You got a better camera angle. You just, it's so much better in person. For me, it's tough to watch hockey on TV.
Yeah, I don't want this to sound like criticism. I actually think it's a good thing about hockey that it is such a good experience. All I'm saying is that when it comes to, like, sports talk radio, it's just not something that can really drive a lot of conversation. Sure. The drama, I mean, when we talk Padres, 80% of what we talk about is the hypothetical, the speculation. Who should they sign? Who should they trade for? Who should the next manager be? And you just can't get that when it comes to an AHL team that's not on the NHL level. The ultimate goal is not, it's not to win the Calder Cup at the end of the year. The ultimate goal is to develop players who are going to be successful on the next level. A successful season, you may not even make the playoffs, but if you churn out like four prospects who are going to turn out and help the Ducks like win on their playoff run later in the year, that's a really successful minor league season. So it's just a different sort of ball game in terms of what you can and can't talk about. But I am 100% behind supporting the Gulls, and, you know, Coach Bouchard, great to have him on. Seems like a really cool guy, and glad to have him in. You know, after Dallas Eakins was here for so long before he got the job up in Anaheim. So and they tend to do well. I know all the California teams seem to have really good farm systems, so you're going to see some good young players both on the Gulls and on the teams that are coming through this season. So I'm kind of looking forward to hockey season this year, and it's good to have it back after they were playing no fans in a bubble up in Orange County all last year.
Yeah, I told Megan, you know, going over the show, I said, oh, yeah, we got the head coach of the Gulls coming on, new coach, and she goes, we have got to get out to a Gulls game because we've only been to one. It was pre-pandemic, and like you said, they weren't in San Diego last year, no fans, and so definitely putting it on the calendar.
All right, we will get a Ryan Lowe report coming up.
Breaking
some of our
news
other
in the NFL.
Oh, we have some breaking
report.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that. And then Woodsy finally unghosted us and said, sure.
One word.
Sure, he'll come on and talk a little baseball with us at the bottom of the hour before the Flubs. That sounds very enthusiastic, so we'll see what we get from Stephen Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We will get our first Stephen Woods sighting, or at least audio appearance in 3 days since he abruptly left us on Tuesday around this time.
That's right.
Not feeling good. And then he was gone Wednesday and Thursday, and now not here today, but I'm going to get him to call in for our last segment here in about 15 minutes, and we'll chat with Woodsy leading up to our... should I wait and make him do the Rocket... to remind everyone about the Rocket Mortgage Fixing Fix? No, I'll do that for him right here.
He already doesn't do it here, when I'm just sitting right in front of him, so he should probably just do it.
Hey, it's Woodsy. There's $1,000 up for grabs every single week with the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today by texting the word PICKS to 20357 and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. It's a brand new game every week of the season. So sign up right now, and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. It's the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now by texting PICKS to 20357. That's P-I-C-K-S to 20357. Let's get to it. It's time for today's Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right.
Different sort of guys, it's happening this morning.
Yeah, we've got breaking news in the NFL. We've got a big trade. According to Adam Schefter, it's been reported that the Eagles are sending three-time Pro Bowler Zach Ertz, their tight end, to Arizona in exchange for cornerback Tay Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round pick.
So my first thought was, can Zach Ertz score fantasy football points for two different teams this week? Because he caught a touchdown pass last night and the Eagles lost to the Bucs. And then the Cardinals are going to play the Browns in what should be like a high-scoring offensive explosion. Could he just add to his total on Sunday and have like the greatest fantasy week ever? The answer, though, unfortunately, is no. Mike Clay tweeted, players cannot play twice in 1 week, which is too bad because the Cards are in Cleveland this week and could use him. So if
Often has that rule been enforced, you think?
I can't remember a trade ever happening after a Thursday night game before like a team would play on Sunday where you could even have the option of
rule book aside, he could absolutely a few routes and get out there and contribute
on
Sunday.
It's a position. I mean, obviously as a tight end, learning blocking schemes and everything without like any practice at all might be difficult, but he can get in there today and run a little walkthroughs and learn enough to run a few routes and maybe help. But I guess it's against the rules. This hurts the Eagles quarterback, right? To lose Ertz.
Hurts, Jalen, Sidlu's Ertz, his tight end.
Did you just come up with that, or were you thinking about it all during the break?
That was the kind of a break sort of thing that I was doing there. Because it hurts, Jalen.
Jalen Hurts.
Sidlu's Ertz, the Hurts to Ertz combination.
Very well played, man. Very, very well played.
The Cardinals have a tight, or the Panthers have a tight end named Arnold. D. Arnold.
Darnold.
They have Darnold to D. Arnold for touchdowns as well. But now we no longer have Hurts to Ertz with the Eagles. We have Murray to Ertz with the Cardinals. I'll just leave it at
that. You want to keep going?
No, go ahead. You can continue.
Okay. This was news yesterday, and I'm not sure if it was surprising news or not, but in Major League Baseball, it was announced that Tony La Russa will return to manage the White Sox in 2022. They obviously had a really strong season. We kind of said it, at least here, all season long. We thought that the players might have been playing well in spite of Tony La Russa rather than because of Tony La Russa, but... you have a successful season. It's not surprising to bring the coach back, but was there at all any surprise on your end that he was coming back?
Well, it's less surprising than Mike Shildt being fired, I'll tell you that, that Tony La Russa is coming back. But yeah, I mean, disappointing end. Baseball moves fast. It was, it was last year, and then going into this year, who are the two hottest young teams in all of baseball?
The Padres and the White Sox.
Padres and the White Sox. The future was bright. I saw people predicting a Padres-White Sox World Series matchup this year. All right, so now in the last two seasons, those two up-and-coming hot organizations have each won two playoff games total in those 2 years. The White Sox had one this year and one last year. Padres had two this year, and of course none this year. Two last year, none this year. So all the hype and everything has kind of fizzled a little bit. And now both teams are going to be facing a 2022 where, I mean, if they don't do some really good things, that window that you thought was just about to open will feel like it never actually even opened at all for the White Sox and the Padres. Now, the White Sox got there. They had a good regular season. The Padres, of course, didn't. But how much does it mean when it turns into one playoff win at the end of the season? I think Tony La Russa certainly has some things to think about this offseason as he comes back.
Sure. But
now, that's assuming none of his emails leak out or anything. I don't know. Has he been emailing the Washington football team in the last 10 years?
Quite frankly, probably. And I don't think we're going to like what we see.
That's what I'm wondering about as well.
If we ever get access to Tony La Russa's emails. And finally, Ben, we'll wrap it up with this story that's, you know, serious and not funny, but then became funny after I read the very first comment underneath the story. But the headline reads, Howie Mandel fainted at Starbucks because he was dehydrated from a colonoscopy. So that's scary. I mean, 64 years old and recently had a colonoscopy. He was at Starbucks, passed out, and had to get rushed to the hospital. He was dehydrated. Coffee, probably not the first thing you should get. If you're feeling dehydrated, you should probably just start with water.
Thank you, health guru Paul Reindel.
Just... doesn't take a brain surgeon to tell you that. But
Diet Tips with Paul, Fridays at 8:25 on 97.3 The Fan.
I mean, you can find a picture of me. I'm the pure example
of all of us. It's all of us, the whole show.
But I got to say, it made me laugh because the headline said Howie Mandel fainted at Starbucks because he was dehydrated from a colonoscopy, and the very first comment read... Damn, I didn't even know they had those at Starbucks.
A venti colonoscopy? And I'll take a muffin with that, too.
It's like the secret menu at In-N-Out.
How uncomfortable do you think... a colonoscopy, obviously, is not a comfortable procedure. But you know Howie Mandel. He's got the whole doesn't like to be touched thing. I can't imagine that he... maybe it was the stress of it all.
He's like
and
the epitome of a germaphobe.
Like, yeah, he's like a germaphobe. I've got to imagine that had to be a difficult experience for Howie. My heart goes out to him and how tough that must have been to have people touching you all
over.
I don't
know anything about that procedure. Do they knock you out for it?
Usually there is an anesthesia of some sort. I don't know if it's general or it's more of a... you're kind of awake, but not... you're a little kind
of... I'm imagining he was completely out for that.
Yeah, maybe they had to just put him completely under. It would have been too much for him. But yeah, no, I feel bad for... I always liked Howie Mandel. Remember when Deal or No Deal was the biggest thing?
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
I mean, the biggest thing. I mean, they're just opening cases. I don't know why we became obsessed for like 8 weeks on that show.
Yeah, didn't last long.
They just opened cases. There was no strategy. There was nothing. There was a guy up with a phone. The banker would give you the offer, and then you close the door. No, I'm going for it. But it worked, I guess. People
it
loved
fun.
It. And Howie was good.
It was new. It was different.
Yeah, Howie was good and fun. No problem with it. All right. Good job on the Rindle Report today. Apparently Woods is going to call in, grace us with an appearance on his own show.
What a guy.
To end the week. And we'll get his thoughts on what happened last night between the Dodgers and the Giants. That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Get ready for the Penske-Lincoln-Bennewoods Open coming Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Speaking of the PGA Tour, they are in Las Vegas this week for the second straight week, the CJ Cup. And the leader after the first round, after shooting an 11 under 61, Robert Streb. Now, if there's one athlete I would love to interview and ask just one question to, it's Robert Streb. Do you know why, Paul?
I'm trying to think of the terrible joke that you're about to make, and I can't quite figure it out.
Well, I want to know, if I was Robert Streb, I'd want to go by Bert instead of Robert. I'd shorten it. Because Bert Streb is a palindrome. It's spelled the same forward and backwards. B-E-R-T-S-T-R-E-B. Either way you go, his name would be Bert Streb. Backwards and forwards. Yet, for some reason, on the PGA Tour, he insists on going by Robert Streb. And I'm going, you are missing the greatest marketing opportunity of all time. The only golfer in history whose name would be the same forward and backwards. Bert Streb leads the CJ Cup at 11 under par.
Well, seeing as how our old pal Woods is on hold, we'll get to him after traffic. I swear to God, I thought you were going to say something about him having Streb throat.
Oh, good one, too. Wow, we've got so many tie-ins to the Bert Streb commentary this morning. We'll talk to Woodsy and get an update on how clean that Prius is after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So I mentioned earlier that I dropped off some of Shelley's award-winning turkey chili for Woods yesterday. So as we welcome the co-host of the show back onto his own show here on Friday, after he's been out since Tuesday at this time, my first question is, how was the chili, Woods?
Well, it was fantastic, Ben. Thank you for that. And I, too, Paul, was waiting for the Streb throat joke. I knew it was coming.
Like, you saw it coming, right?
I was bracing myself and he was going, I go, oh no.
I zagged when you thought I was going to zig.
Here I am, replete with Streb throat, everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
I can hear it. No, you know what? For everyone thought he was just faking out there. Either you're a really great actor or it sounds like it's real.
Who would think that I'm faking? I love coming to work. I love our show. I love it. I hate being home. I hate being sick. This is terrible. And it's been a horrible, horrible week, and I can't wait to get back to work. I went to the doctor, and what I didn't realize, Ben, you know what lidocaine is, right?
Well, it's a numbing agent. Lidocaine? Yeah, it's a numbing agent.
Yes. Well, what I didn't know is that they actually prescribe it to people with severe strep throat to gargle, and so I just thought he'd put me on an antibiotic. I'm like, yeah, great. I'll take the antibiotic, wait a few days, and be fine. He goes, he looks at my throat. He goes, dude, that's, like, really bad. I go, I didn't sleep for 5 minutes. I couldn't swallow. And it's not a real peaceful night's sleep when every time you wake up, every 30 seconds, you go, and, like, you can't swallow. So he goes, I'm going to give you some lidocaine to gargle. And I go, fine, whatever. Like, you know me. I'll try it. And, dude, when I tell you, it's like opening a jar of formaldehyde and gargling formaldehyde. It tastes like it tastes so bad, but it works. Your entire mouth goes numb. So I was able to get a decent night's sleep the last two nights, but I've got this. It's like motor oil, dude, and it tastes like death. But it really works. So it kind of numbs the pain back there.
Sounds like a bit for Monday. Like right before the show, we all gargle lidocaine and then do the show.
I'm telling you, you would immediately vomit as soon as it hit the back of your throat. It's so nasty. I have a list of 75 things I'd rather gargle than a lidocaine. Yeah, I'd rather gargle Dawn dish soap, Lysol, like there's a million things. But no, it's been terrible, dude. Strep throat it's terrible, especially for what we do, you know? Like if I was doing data entry, I just would have sat and plugged in numbers all week, but it was it's been terrible. Terrible. There's no way around it. I miss you guys. Thank you for filling in and doing a great job. You know, by all accounts, the show's gone really well. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's a lot of extra work, so I really appreciate it. I hate not being there. But we'll be back Monday, you know, bar – who knows? I'm probably get hit by a truck or something later. I have no idea the way the week's been going. But, man, it is – it's been a long one, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, before we get into your thoughts on all of the baseball that happened yesterday, both on and off the field.
Oh, was there baseball yesterday?
There was some
baseball.
Yeah,
it made me want to vomit how that game ended yesterday, just like the lidocaine would.
And we also need to get your side of some conflicting reports that went out on social media yesterday. But I just want to ask and maybe lift your spirits. Have you caught any of the show over the last couple of days?
Of our show.
No. Have you been listening at all?
No.
Okay, appreciate that. Anyways, you probably missed then. Ben had an impression yesterday that I thought would just give you a big smile here, Woods.
All right.
We had a story in the Rhino Report yesterday.
New Mexico had a shark attack last
year?
That's
what I'm reading here. Yeah.
What did it attack? A hatched chili?
I guess I can.
Albuquerque! We love your sharks!
Oh, my God.
Now I'm worried that your Paul Stanley impression is what gave you strep throat, and now maybe I'm going to get it too. Is that possible? Albuquerque! We love your sharks!
What in the fresh hell was that?
My God. I just got the cold sweats again. I think I just got sick again. What in the world? No, I missed that entirely. Was that supposed to be Paul Stanley on stage banter?
That was me doing Woods doing Paul Stanley's on stage banter. There's a difference.
Gave me sweat. I'm sorry.
Albuquerque, we love your sharks.
Oh God, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a lot more time to fill when you're not here. It really is, as you said, it's really a lot more work, Woods. So you got to cut me some slack.
All right.
The show's just not. It's just not going to be the same without you.
Just don't ever do it again.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. So last night, obviously, it was a great series. It was a great game. It was tense. It was close. It really had everything you want in a game five, a decisive game five, except for like literally the worst ending you could possibly write up if you're trying to come up with a great baseball finish.
Yeah, that was pretty egregious. I thought the Chris Bryant at bat was even more egregious.
Terrible.
I mean, you know, when they show the
missed ball and strike calls by Doug Eddings behind the plate, yeah.
man, you're looking at that going, geez, dude, like, that's really not even close, man. So I think Chris Bryant, you know, first and second, nobody out. Boy, that sure changes things for an offense. Obviously, who's to say what's going to happen next? You can't predict it, but I think the probability of them scoring a run there goes up much higher. But look, I mean, you know, credit to the Dodgers for having a plan, sticking to it, and getting the help that they needed at the right time.
It was a dumb plan. I know it worked, and it I was. Know it I know was. Scoreboard, whatever. I just feel right. like, and I'm not like anti-opener, but I'm anti-opener if you don't do it all season. Then all of a sudden, in Game 5, the most important game you played all year, you're going to do something different? I do not understand what Dave Roberts was trying to accomplish there. Even though it worked, I still don't like it.
Benny, what has been my mantra the entire season? When Dave Roberts is able to make moves like that because he has the players to bail him out. Jace Tingler makes a move like that, we lose 14-0, right? I mean, it's just Dave Roberts can make moves like that because he has the horses to outweigh, to overcome his really bad decision-making. Again, not double-switching. You know, not double-switching. You could have used Trinan for two innings. Trinan is unhittable. He's unhittable. And you could have double-switched and used him for two innings. They didn't. They overcame it. Why? Because they're freaking they're overloaded with talent. They're overloaded with talent. And they are able to overcome really, really questionable. I won't say bad. I'll say questionable decision-making by their manager.
If it works out, is it? I mean, it's hard. It makes it hard to criticize when they keep, you know, winning games and series and World Series type things. But I can't disagree with you either. It was a head scratcher for me.
Yeah, there was a few, but you know I don't know, man. I hate to be this guy, but you know they're supposed to win. You know they are absolutely supposed to win. I think their organization believes that they're supposed to win. Their owner certainly believes they're supposed to win. Their GM, who goes out and brings in Scherzer and Turner at the break, that's what they're supposed to do. So they did what they were supposed to do. They took care of business, and it doesn't take away for me what the Giants did all year. I mean, that's, you have to credit them. It had a phenomenal, phenomenal season. And again, man, I'm telling you, I watched those teams pretty evenly, playing pretty evenly, and it as a Padres fan, it made me go, well, we got a lot of work to do, and I hope it works out. And also, doesn't it just go to show you guys how much luck there really is involved in winning a World Series? I mean,
as I said, you play
just an immense amount.
If those two teams played 100 times in that Game 5, I think they each win 50. You know, they're both really, really good. And
how about throwing Gavin Lux, because you want his bat in the lineup? How about throwing Gavin Lux out there in center field for his eighth start in center field?
We would have crucified Jace Tingler if he had tried something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, dude, 100%. I mean, again, hey, we really want to get Cronenworth out there. He's played seven times, and he's starting in center in that game. I would have vomited into my hand. You know, seriously, it works out for them because they have the talent to overcome it. And, you know, hey, listen, it's the Braves. Braves had these guys on the ropes last year. I'm sure that left a bitter taste in their mouths. So it should be more good baseball than you've got. You know, you got Astros, Red Sox. I mean, we're on a collision course, though, guys, for pretty much the rematch we all wanted to see, right?
Yeah.
Dodgers.
I mean, it's
Dodgers,
yeah,
Astros.
It's distasteful, but it's also the best storyline by far.
No question.
Dodgers, Astros. Quickly before you go, because it's almost time for flubs. Just want your thoughts. Where does Mike Schilt now fit in your list of Padres managerial candidates? And how worried are you that the Cardinals are going to hire Skip Schumacher and he's going to be fantastic and the Padres are going to miss out on that opportunity if they indeed do that?
Well, it's such a great fit for Skip, obviously. I mean, that's a no-brainer on them.
Right.
But it's a no-brainer.
But if he's good enough for them, you got to start thinking, well, is he good enough then for us?
Right. Right. No, and I, you know, look, I know Skip. I know for a fact Skip loved his time in San Diego. Loves it here. Absolutely. How could you not? But that just seems, you know, it just seems to be too storybook. And as far as my Chilt goes, my Lord, I mean, I was as blown away by that yesterday as I was that BS, you know, strike three call. I thought, I mean, it came out of the blue. And I absolutely make that call and talk to Mike Chilt and see what the hell went wrong. And, you know, if there's a spot for him in this organization, is he not a perfect fit? I mean, holy cow, the guy's done it. He's been there. And clearly his players love him. You know, so I absolutely make.
But
that
you have to know what, sure, what went wrong. I mean, what was the philosophical difference? You need to dig into that. Woodsy, we'll talk about it more on Monday morning when hopefully you're sitting right
Can't
next
wait.
To me, and we'll see you then. Have a good weekend and continue that recovery and keep gargling the lidocaine.
I will. Talk to you soon.
All right, see that's buddy. Woodsy. This hour, Ben and Woods, brought to you by tax attorney Adam Brewer. If you have a serious tax problem with the IRS or the state of California, don't hire a tax relief company. You need to call tax attorney Adam Brewer today. Visit triumphovertax.com to schedule your free tax evaluation. Solve your tax problems today by visiting triumphovertax.com. Let's wrap it up. End of the week. It's time
Let's
for the
go.
Flubs. Just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. Breathe easy, play hard. 7 miles.
Play hard.
Have been accused of multiple incidences.
What are incidences?
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Wednesday. Coming from for you.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Over the Colorado Rockies second straight series sweep.
What is a sweep?
Series sweep. Get fresh. 80% lean ground beef.
What is ground beef?
Now just $2.99 a pound. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that's running
Who's
around.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
Tommy Pham was still tender. The CT scan apparently revealed no
CT
scan of the shooting percentages off the chart. An RBI double and a walk.
Stole a
so
bass.
Reach base twice.
Stole a bass? He stole a bass, too.
He did?
Out of the river. He was eventually resuscitated with a defibrillator.
A what?
We loaded up the double Bob Strahler. Stroller. Now, they talked about the Dud and Mon, by the way.
Dud and Mon. Joe Musgrove standing by. He will join Ben and Woods right after our last check of traffic. I told you I'm cash this week.
What's up with Kawhi? What's hurt?
Knee. I've never heard of a snee injury.
In our national cast, let BetQL's proven data
God.
And analytics. Most don't even require an appraisal. Uh-oh.
GMs, I guess, other than AJ Preller, really.
The Red Sox were in Anaheim.
The Red Sox. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible for zero costs.
All-Star Game Tuesday with Fernando Fernando Tatis Jr. Don't think that you can't get behind the wheel of one of these amazing vehicles. It's taken its share of damage over the years. In 2008, after the Detroit Red Wings won the title.
That is your short stop.
Before you go, Major, your reaction just to seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. at 7 Mile Casino. You can go.
What?
You can eat.
What's casino?
It'll impact playoff standing.
Impact.
Kenley Jansen 100%. Was as reliable as anybody until
what
he wasn't.
What is reliable? Oh, that he would get here and go like full Max Moreland?
Mitch Moreland?
I'm sorry. Mitch Moreland.
Who's Max?
Who is Max Moreland?
Pulchritudinous Pachyderm. The Pulchritudinous Pachyderm.
Get great deals like how do you say Lucrine? The cheese, the milk. Lucerne?
I don't know.
Tell me.
You know, last year's trade down. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ.
What was your reaction to Grissom's reaction to his home run?
Parties, light shows, and fog machines. Tune into Arena Rock exclusively.
What's Arena Rock?
The Odyssey app. It's a great team. It's
great. What the hell?
Welcome into today's contestants.
My God.
Refinance your house. Lock in a better rate. 6-5 win at Petco Port. Podcast for all of your streaming television discussions. He says you need stability and consistency to weather
what
the pieces. Let's get to today's game of real take on Woods.
Oh, no.
Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall.
You German now?
Shohei Ohtani.
Who is Shohei Ohtani?
Well, how happy were you? Fernando Tatis Jr. got back to shortstop. Guests include Kevin Love, Billy Irish, and many others.
Billy Irish?
That, of course, was when Blake Snell was still healthy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you're blind as a black.
We had some really interesting articles that came
what
out.
Is an
what is an article?
Georgia received three.
What is rep-ceived?
And keep tuned for info.
What is keep tuned?
Keep tuned to this show.
They revealed a trailer earlier last week, just like many crew
flub alarm. So lucky that he got in before they closed.
The beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD. But
yes!
I'm reading the beat. That's all, folks.
I don't even remember saying glucky. Really, I don't. You know what
you did, my friend.
You know what Dud says? If he hits it, it's a mumble. But not on that check swing last night. That even Mud Grant knows Dud that was Mon. A check swing last night. That is it. Good luck, by the way, Aztecs tonight, Friday Night Football. They'll be playing at San Jose State. If you're looking for something this evening and maybe the American League Championship Series game, not a great one. You got San Diego State football. They're favored by 9.5 points over the defending Mountain West Conference champs on the road, who they lost to last season in Carson. So that's an interesting one. We'll come back on Monday, wrap up the football weekend, first couple of games of the league championship series, and welcome Woodsy back to the chair. Paul, good job. I know it's a little harder when Woodsy's not here. You got more to do.
Happy to do
it. As do I, but it went pretty well. Thanks to all of our guests. Everybody have a great weekend from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.